Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you ever wanted to peek inside the mind of your local postmaster and find out how USP really wishes you'd ship, then this is the segment for you. Yolanda Lusk is a longtime eBay power seller known on eBay as top-rated seller Aiden 10 asterisk 2010. So that's A-I-D-A-N 10 asterisk 2010. And she's also the former U.S. Postmaster for Rowlett, Texas. Yolanda, how long were you with the USPS?
I was with the post office for 26 years before I retired in 2012.
That's
well,
a
congratulations.
Long time.
Yeah. That's long time. Listen, as a postmaster, not an eBay seller, but as a postmaster, what was your pet peeve when other eBay sellers would bring you their packages?
Well, as a former postmaster, my pet peeve was, if possible, always, always, always use delivery confirmation to get a tracking number for your package. And another pet peeve was, make sure you get to the post office as early as possible on the date you're mailing your package, especially if you have multiple packages.
So the earlier the better during the day?
Yes, the earlier the better.
So what could happen if we came in late?
Well, nothing could happen if you came in late, but it would be better if you got there earlier.
Okay.
That way we could make sure we're giving you the quality customer experience that you deserve.
Got it. So does USPS really want us to take advantage of their free priority boxes and packing tape?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would like to encourage all eBay sellers to take advantage and use the free priority mail shipping supplies such as boxes, tape, and labels. They actually can be ordered at 1-800-610-8734 Monday through Saturday, or you could order them online at USPS.com.
Give us that phone number one more time.
It's 1-800-610-8734, and you could order free priority mail shipping supplies such as boxes, tape, and labels Monday through Saturday. It's from 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday through Friday, and on Saturday they're open, I believe, until 5 p.m.
So anything that's branded by the post office for their materials with the words priority or priority express are free to the customer.
Yes. And especially I would recommend that all eBay, as many eBay sellers as possible, would use the free priority mail shipping supplies.
Yeah.
That way you get the delivery confirmation, the free delivery confirmation tracking number when you use the priority mail. As a eBay seller, a longtime seller, that's what I use as a seller. I use nothing but priority mail shipping supplies, and I order them and they come right to my door.
So were you selling on eBay when you were working for the Postal Service?
No, I was not.
So how long after you retired did you start selling on eBay?
I retired in July of 2012, and I probably started selling maybe in August or September of 2012.
Had that been something that you were thinking of doing?
No, not really. I just knew I needed something to do after I retired, and I was very familiar with the mail delivery system, so
yes.
I thought I would. I like to shop, and being familiar with the mail delivery system, I thought that would be the perfect opportunity for me to become a eBay seller. I'd also like to give you a few other shipping tips, if I could, please.
Please,
oh, please
do.
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend to our eBay sellers would be to ship your package the same day The payment is received, providing that the postal facility or mailing facility is still open. Print and use eBay shipping labels on packages to take advantage of the shipping discount. Again, always use delivery confirmation for tracking purposes. When you go to the post office, if you're an eBay seller that takes your packages to the post office, and even if you're not, make sure you have your packages prepared properly. You can use tissue paper or you can use bubble wrap to prepare your items properly so that they don't shift during transport. Also, the post office will be asking you whether your parcel or your package has anything fragile, liquid, perishable, or potentially hazardous, including lithium batteries and perfume. Another tip, please use clear tape as a horizontal overlay. And I would suggest clear tape that's like 1.88 inches wide, and to use as a horizontal overlay to cover the ship-to address on your eBay label or even your package label to ensure that the address remains visible during transport to your delivery destination.
And one question that's sort of like asking people boxers or briefs if you're an eBay seller is, should we or should we not tape over the barcode?
No, you definitely should not. Please do not tape over the barcode on the eBay shipping label. And the reason for that is we want to make sure that the postal barcode with that delivery confirmation number is easily recognizable by the postal mail processing equipment. And when you're printing your label on eBay, make sure that you're printing your label larger versus smaller, because sometimes if you squish the barcode by printing such a small label, sometimes the mail processing reading equipment may not be able to read the barcode. So it's better to have your label larger than smaller, in my what I found.
In your experience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
So scanning has been an ongoing source of friction between sellers and some postal employees. And I'll give you an example. Some people have come in and said, hey, will you scan this at the counter? I want to make sure it gets into the record. And some postal clerks will scan. Some say, no, we're not allowed to scan. It seems to be all over the place.
One told me in my neighborhood about 2 months ago that their postmaster general said, or their postmaster said, for them to not do it because it's not fair to other people waiting in line.
Well, to tell you the truth, as I said, I'm a retired postmaster, so I'm really not in the postal loop. Since I've been retired for about 3 years, but I don't have any issues with getting my package scanned if I take it to the post office.
How about you, Griff?
I've not had any issues with getting my packages scanned.
I think it's only in certain communities.
So I've never asked them to scan it. I either bring my our mail room at eBay will send packages for us gladly, or if I do stop at the post office, I have them all ready to go. There's a place where I can put them and leave them and say, here, they're ready to go. And they say, okay, so I don't have to wait in line, and I just leave them. But I don't care if they scan them or not. I know they'll get scanned at some point.
Well, you know, in that same post office I told you about where they told us that where the woman, one woman said she wouldn't do it, another woman will do it.
Yeah, so there it is.
So we always try to get in line so that we're going to get that woman that's going to do it. But
you can also go on to eBay where if you use the eBay printing label, eBay is going to automatically have it merges with the postal service, and it has the shipping tracking number on your eBay website. So what you can do, even on your phone or on your laptop or your PC, you can go on there and check the same day that you take it to the post office, or if the, or if the, you have carrier pickup and the carrier comes to pick up your package, you can go on there that night or later that evening and check to see if it was scanned, accepted, or what type of scans you have.
Okay.
If you use the delivery confirmation. That's why I always recommend to all eBay sellers, please use delivery confirmation.
So makes now sense. That you're retired from the post office and
selling
you've
on
been
eBay.
Selling on eBay for
don't
a couple
forget
of years, right. what do you think about being an eBay seller? Does it excite you, or is it just something you're doing as a hobby? Are you serious?
I'm definitely serious. I really love being an eBay seller. It really makes my day, and it makes my retirement exciting.
So you didn't know what you were going to do, and now here you are going to the post office every day.
Yes.
What's wrong with this picture?
Really
if it would be like you going to eBay every day after you retire, which you probably will.
Well, it's really funny. I never thought that once I retired from the post office, I'd be going back to the post office every day.
Exactly.
So I get to go and say hi to everybody at the post office and drop off my packages.
And get your packages scanned. You have
really
no problem getting your package scanned.
I've not had any problems getting my packages scanned.
Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Longtime
thank
seller on eBay,
me.
Known as Aiden10*2010. She's also the former USPS postmaster for Rowlett, Texas. Again, Yolanda, thank you.
Thank you, Yolanda. It was very nice speaking with you. And I can't wait to go to the post office. I always have such a great time. I bring them donuts every now and then. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up, it's your turn to do the talking at 888-723-4630. That's 888-723-4630 here on Open Phones on eBay Radio.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to BidOnFusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales, created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at BidOnFusion.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.